I'm Brent Hostetler. I'm a farmer in Plain City, Ohio, and I'm involved with the Ohio and Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and in turn with our national association, the National Corn Growers Association, where I'm currently serving as the chairman of the Production Stewardship Action Team. I'm at least the fourth generation on our farm. I've got the farm with my grandfather and still am farming with my parents right now. And so I've been at it for quite a while, and we farm in three counties, and we do corn, soybeans, and wheat.
The National Corn Growers Association and the Water Environment Research Foundation recently put together a database to help farmers, which is called the Agricultural Best Management Practices Database. Brent, can you share a little bit more about that and how the corn growers are involved?
Sure. Well, along with the United States Soybean Board, we're sponsoring this, and farmers have been making a lot of changes on their farms voluntarily and to help with the sustainability issues that the public is so concerned about, and not that we're not. And part of that sustainability is the water quality, and that's the focus of this project. We're doing all these best management practices, but what are the effects of them? We don't have any field scale data to let us know, and this database will give us just that. All in one spot, like a clearinghouse for all this information that we can compare. And it's like, what works in my region? What best management practice will work on my farm? Because my farm is not the same as, in Plain City is not the same as a farm out in Missouri or Iowa. So, what's going to work here in my area? And that's the database will help with that.
And as far as looking at best management practices with water quality, do you know any more about if they're sampling water or if they're on fields or where the information's coming from?
Well, there's a lot of activity across the United States with water quality. And like I said, there's all these practices that can be used, but what are the effects, and what are the effects in my area, I guess, is how that is helping.
Brent, as water quality, like you said, continues to be watched on for what farmers are doing, how do you see this as a resource for farmers being able to track what they're doing?
Well, it'll allow them to see what practices are effective, and being effective, I also mean cost effective, because if it's not profitable, we can't do it, and profitability is one big part of sustainability. It can't be sustainable if it's not profitable, and I think this will help with that.
And any other comments to wrap us up with?
I think it helps the public know that we as corn farmers are doing what we can for water quality, and water quality, like I said, is a big part of sustainability, so this is our way.